Hello and welcome to a special edition of Campus Beat. I'm Dinah Jansen. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. In today's episode, we have the privilege of chatting with Nikki Boychuk-Hale, Kyla Gibson, Tara Rezvan, and Mina Wasim, this year's Agnes Benedictson Tricolor Award winners. Named in honor of Dr. Agnes Benedictson, former Chancellor of Queen's University from 1980 to 1996, the Agnes Benedictson Tricolor Awards and induction into the Tricolor Society is the highest tribute that can be paid to a Queen's University student for distinguished service, leadership, character, and community impact during their time at Queen's. Outgoing Rector Owen Crawford Lem has issued an invitation to the Tricolor Awards and Induction Gala to be held at the University Club on April 5th. CFRC will also be live broadcasting this historic occasion for listeners near and far on its airwaves locally at 101.9 FM in Kingston and via webstream at cfrc.ca. Learn more by visiting queensu.ca/alumni about how to register for the award ceremony and learn more about the Tricolor Awards through the Office of the Rector website at queensu.ca/rector. Let's dive in now for our chat with Nikki, Mina, Kyla, and Tara, and learn more about their significant impacts on Queen's University life and culture. We hope you enjoyed the episode. All right. Thanks for joining us, Tara, Nikki, Mina, and Kyla. And congratulations to each of you on winning this year's Tricolor Award.
Hi. Thank you for having me here today and for the work that CFRC does to bring information to our community.
Thank you so much, Dinah. So lovely to be here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
All right, folks, let's dive right in. Let's start talking about yourself and your program of study. Tara, can we start with you?
For sure. So my name's Tara. I came from Hamilton, Ontario originally, and I'm studying in the MSc program in management right now, studying consumer behavior. I was previously a commerce student at Queen's as well.
Over to you, Kyla.
Yeah, so I'm a third year life science student here at Queen's. I grew up in Ottawa and I'm actually studying at Queen's under the Commitment Scholarship. So I came here really excited to get engaged in the awesome life science program, but I kind of found a community among people who are involved in advocacy and activism. And that's kind of where I found my home and what led me to some of the involvements that got me here to the Tricolor Award.
Thanks so much. Over to Mina.
Yeah, so I'm in my last year of the Bachelor of Commerce here at Queen's, and I would like to describe myself as someone who loves long walks on the beach, but my main goal in life, my main goal in life, as cliche as that opener is always to bring people along on that walk with me. I love community building. And so, you know, in a metaphorical sense, I'm always thinking about, you know, what are people's access needs to get them to the beach? What are people's, like, you know, needs to be able to fully appreciate the experience? Do they need context? Do they need storytelling? What's going to make it the most enjoyable experience for them as possible? And so, yeah, I think my time at Queen's has really been all about finding community, building it when there's times where I couldn't find it myself, and then making sure that there's infrastructure to ensure even after I leave, that community stays intact and continues to grow and support one another.
Wonderful. And now let's hear from Nikki. Over to you.
So I started at Queen's in 2019 and I graduated last spring, 2023, with a Bachelor of Fine Art. And I'm now 4 months away from being an Ontario certified teacher. And this fall, I will be starting a Master of Education. I'm very proud to carry the heart of a teacher in everything I do.
Thanks so much, everyone, for sharing. Now, let's hear a little bit more about your campus leadership and extracurricular activities. Kyla, how about we start with you?
Yeah, so I'm involved in what we call the Commitment Scholar Engagement Committee. So it's a group of about 12 Commitment Scholars, and that's an award, an entrance award here at Queen's for kind of leadership and advocacy in different fields in high school. And what our committee does is we kind of bring students, staff, faculty all to the same level to have discussions about equity, how we can continue to make Queen's a better place for everyone. And besides that, I'm also on the African Caribbean Student Association Club, and I actually run the dance team there. So we're about 20 dancers of people from diverse backgrounds, mostly African and Caribbean. But what I love about the dance team is it's a place where we can feel safe. We can express ourselves through dance. We can relieve some of the tensions of being a university student. And I've been running the dance team for about 3 years now. And yeah, it's a really great thing to be involved with, especially, with school being such a stressor. Dance really relieves some of those tensions.
Thanks so much, Kyla. How about you, Mina?
I will not recite my resume to you or anything, but I'd say I lump my leadership into three key buckets. The first is really about making sure that on campus we see different kinds of people as capable of leadership. So when I was in my first year at Queen's, I ran for first year class president because I was the only hijab-wearing woman in my class, and I really wanted to help students see that, a fellow classmate of yours who wears a hijab is capable of taking on leadership roles and is capable of being able to relate to you, and you should make that effort to try to get to know her as well, and perhaps other women like her. So yeah, that's I think a really big one for me. The second area is really focused on educating students at Queen's about different communities. So I was involved in a number of campus training initiatives. I was a sexual violence and response trainer for a number of years, and I also work with the Lead Include Transform program as a workshop facilitator where we educate campus clubs on how to be inclusive leaders. I've been a facilitator for my, entire time here at Queen's, and I've facilitated for groups ranging from like hundreds to small, teeny groups of like five people, and there's ranges of programs, ages, interests, and awareness levels on these topics. So I think that's really important to me, making sure that, people are learning about different kinds of communities and how to be inclusive leaders for them, because at the end of the day, the type of leadership that people get to develop here at Queen's influences the type of leader they'll be, in their first year out of Queens and then in their 50 years out of Queens. And I would like to hope that every single person who leaves Queens goes on to become an inclusive leader who brings others along on their journey with them. And then I'd say the last big bucket really comes down to focusing on my experiences at Queens and identifying needs based on what I think were gaps in my educational journey. So a really big one was being a Muslim student. Ramadan comes around in the school year now, and during the period of Ramadan, students who fast, they aren't able to use the dining hall during regular hours because they're not eating during the day, and most dining hall hours fall outside of sunrise and sunset, so that's when students are able to eat. And so I worked with a fellow a student at Queen's, and we organized the first ever Ramadan in residence program, which is an opportunity for first year students to receive accommodations for their fasting during the month of Ramadan. And it was great. It was a great experience because residence life and the dining services teams were both so accommodating and willing to hear feedback. And we gave them lots of insights, and they were always so open to incorporating, any of the feedback that we gave. So yeah, that was a really, really amazing experience. And it just started up 2 years ago, I want to say. So it's very new, and hopefully it'll continue to benefit students for the next, I don't know how many years, but hopefully for a long time.
Outstanding, Mina. Now let's go over to Nikki. Tell us about your campus leadership and extracurricular activities.
During my 5 years at Queen's, I've been able to fund my education through roles in our student government. I got my start at Studio Q, and my passion for graphic design and media and communications has evolved into governance through various roles at the AMS, University Relations, and the Human Rights and Equity Office. I really love policy, and I will always use my position to ask questions about who is being represented and affected by the decisions made at the tables that I'm privileged to sit at.
And Tara, over to you.
For sure. So I guess from day one, I got very involved in student government, It was something that I loved doing in high school, and I was really grateful to have the opportunity to continue it at Queen's. And that kind of led me to my role as president of the Calmer Society last year. But then I think the involvement that I'm very proud of and something that's very unique to me is my role in working with the research office at the Smith School of Business to create the Research Impact Hub, which is the first undergraduate business community at Queen's, specifically catered to introducing undergraduate students to business academia and research that happens at the business school. I think that was a very under communicated area to undergrads, so I was excited to get that going last year.
Thanks so much, everyone, for sharing. And now I'd love to hear more from you about what motivates you to be so involved in campus life. Mina, can we start with you?
I think it's really about, like I said, building community. When you remove barriers to participation for students from all walks of life across campus, there is so much potential for unique forms of leadership to flourish. Imagine if, for me as a Muslim student, during the month of Ramadan, I didn't have dining services support and I was really struggling with fulfilling, a part of my faith and struggling with my academics. Where would I have time to take on campus leadership roles or to get involved? I really wouldn't, and I wouldn't be in a good headspace to build community with others. I probably wouldn't be a positive peer. I wouldn't be a positive presence in the classroom. And so if you want people thriving in any community, you have to think about eliminating their barriers to participation. And there's so many different forms of barriers. I'm just outlining one as a Muslim student that someone may experience, but you could have barriers to participation based on your race, based on your gender, based on the faculty that you're in, based on your financial needs. So there's so much opportunity out there. And I think for me, I am so excited and thrilled about people's potential for leadership that eliminating those barriers is really how I think we can get more people involved and excited about building community through, their unique leadership offering.
Thank you so much. Nikki, over to you.
It's been very important for me to leave spaces and community better than when I came. I found that it's easy to find people to mope around and complain with, and I'm glad that I sought out the people who wanted to create solutions for those problems. Everything that I've done has not been a solo act, and I'd like to acknowledge that there are dozens of student leaders and professors and employees who supported my mission quietly so that I could stand up and be seen and heard and create change. I still have 2 more years ahead of me at Queen's, and I will certainly be using this award as a reminder and a motivator that we can choose to hold one another to high standards.
Thanks so much, Nikki. Now over to Tara.
I think the motivation for me is the people that came before me, actually. I've always been really inspired by the older generations of students. And ultimately, I think it's exciting to be able to carry on initiatives that have already been started and pick up where other people left off. And then I also personally, I have a younger brother, and my motivation has always been to kind of leave off spaces better than I entered them. And I think for me, having a younger brother and thinking about the generations to come has always been an inspiration, in that sense as well.
And Kyla, let's hear from you.
Yeah, I think, there's a lot of different motivators. I think all the Tricolor Award winners can speak to different things that make them passionate. But for me, I feel like coming to Queen's was a big challenge. It wasn't my first, pick for a school. And I know that a lot of Black students feel the same way, that coming to a school where you don't typically see a lot of people who look like you, it's very difficult. However, my biggest motivator in my activism and my advocacy is showing people that Queens can be somewhere where everyone can flourish, regardless of the way they look, regardless of what their interests are. It's a place with thousands of students where everyone can find a home, everyone can find a community where they feel safe, where they feel motivated, and they feel like they can reach their goals. And so I think just, in my own work, helping people see that community, as well as building it into what I know it can be, has been a huge, huge driver because every year that I'm here, I see the impact that my community makes, as well as My work makes and the commitment scholar engagement committee and the dance team, we're all really contributing to that environment where everyone, you know, can flourish in the way that they're supposed to.
Fantastic. Thank you, everyone. And now, why and how can other students at Queen's University also get involved in campus life? How can they do so and why should they do so? Let's start with you, Kyla.
I think, you know, what people don't really understand about Queen's is that it's a massive, massive school. And so, you know, you come in and maybe you feel as though because you're in life science, you have to, you know, join this health and science club. That's not the case. You can literally stray so far from your program and so far from your academics to engage in clubs that, you know, might be have literally been an interest growing up when you were 7 years old. I think anyone can have the opportunity to get involved as long as they keep their mind open and tried a bunch of different things out. I think that's the most important thing because there are hundreds of clubs here on campus. Not to mention, starting your own club is such an amazing thing to do and such an amazing accomplishment. So I think students should really just try everything at the beginning of the year. There's so many opportunities to go to one general meeting, get an idea of what the club's about, and then maybe if it's not for you, you drop out. But just putting yourself out there, you meet new people, you find passions, you find points of common interest, and then suddenly you're kind of involved in all these different brilliant and rich communities where you can kind of, you know, relate on some of your interests. And I think that just putting yourself out there is where you find those communities and where you find, you know, people who you can really grow with.
Okay, Mina, what are your thoughts?
Good question. I think the why will differ for everyone, but the how is really about listening and learning to both to yourself and to others. For me, I think I started more with listening to the people around me and their needs. I would pay attention to trends. I would pay attention to the types of clubs and, you know, programs that were offered on campus. And then when you're listening, listen for what's there, but also pay attention to what you're seeing isn't there. And that's where you find those gaps. And I think as people think about, you know, how they can get involved, filling those gaps is really a great opportunity. And everybody sees gaps differently based on the experiences they come to this school with. So lean into that uniqueness you have. No two people are going to have the same experience on this campus, which is amazing because no two people are going to see the potential and the gaps on this campus the same way either. So you bring something unique and, you know, pair that with your why. And truly, I think you'll have so much to offer here.
Okay, Nikki, what do you think?
An institution can have the best strategy in the world, but it means nothing without culture, and culture is about people. So it's important for students here at Queen's to infuse our community with heart and to actively find solutions to improve the culture of our campus. We all have a role to play, no matter our program, and as a fine art grad, I hope others can look to me and see that it's possible and necessary to use the creative arts as a means to create change.
And over to you, Tara.
I think there's no one right answer to this. I think oftentimes, and one of the ways I think student leaders and university sometimes go wrong is prescribing what it means to be an involved student in university life. But I think just because my path looked a certain way doesn't mean everyone's will. And I actually get so excited when I hear stories of people getting involved in different ways that aren't typical. Like, I acknowledge that the start of my involvement career in student government is a pretty typical one. But I would encourage students to think about what motivates them, think about what inspires them, and then ultimately the community and the environments on campus that make them feel like the best version of themselves. Find those spaces. And I think that's where you're setting yourself up for the best success when looking to make change or drive anything forward.
Well, thank you all so much. And wow, congratulations to each of you again on winning a Tricolor Award this year. What were your responses when you learned not only about your nomination, but that you had actually won the Tricolor itself? Let's start with you, Tara.
I was surprised in both cases. I think the nomination, it was a bit of a different feeling of surprised. I think the nomination definitely was more of a shock. I just had no idea that I would have that sort of impact. But then I was like, okay, great, I'm nominated. There's no way I'm actually going to win. Because I knew that like the student leaders at Queen's are just the best in the world and world class. But I was shocked. And I mean, I was also excited because I think I've really, really tried to carve my own path and do something a little bit different with my career. And to see a group of other student leaders acknowledge that and celebrate that, was really special.
Mina?
Definitely. I think a lot of gratitude because the Tricolor Award is unique in that it's selected by students. And so you feel a sense of camaraderie with your peers when you're sitting across the selection table from them and you realize that there's a representative from every faculty who's just a student like you. And, you know, winning this award is kind of like those representatives' way of saying thank you for the work that you're doing. We see you, we hear you, and we've all come together from, you know, our different faculties and our different lived experiences on campus to acknowledge that the work you're doing has widespread impact. So I think just a lot of gratitude, and especially gratitude to the students who have shared their pain points on campus with me or have trusted me with their stories to then be able to generate solutions with them. It's hard to do anything to drive any type of change in any space, especially a campus, if you're not hearing from people. So the fact that people put their trust in me, it means a lot. And then I think the other big reaction I had was I really hope that students who've had similar experiences to mine on campus, whether they maybe didn't have the most positive journey through their time at Queen's, or maybe it was the best experience of their life, I don't know. I hope that students can see that there are different ways of driving impact and that leadership looks very different, and you should never discount your form of leadership or your form of building community, and that there are opportunities for it to be recognized. So I really hope that this encourages students who may not see themselves as perhaps worthy, or perhaps even interested in applying or, you know, getting someone to nominate them for the award to consider it. And hopefully people who are on the lookout for students to nominate can diversify their image of what a Tricolor Award recipient looks like. So that's something I'm really excited about.
What was your response, Nikki?
I was incredibly grateful for the opportunity to even be considered for the award, honestly. I have looked up to many of the previous award winners, including one of my current professors, Liv, in the Indigenous Teacher Education Program, and to now be a part of the Tricolor community with them is very meaningful. I know how precious our time is, and knowing that people took their time to kindly nominate me to receive this award is very touching. When I got the phone call, I was speechless. I had just come off of one of the busiest couple weeks of my life, having just concluded my rector election campaign, and the last thing on my mind was the Tricolor Award. So it was an incredibly happy surprise, and I was so excited to learn who the other recipients were, and I'm really looking forward to celebrating their contributions at the reception shortly.
And last but not least, over to you, Kyla.
What was my response? I think that I had kind of talked to some of, the other commitment scholars, some of the people who have supported me in my advocacy and my leadership and activism, and I had expressed interest in kind of taking it further. And they had said that the Tricolor Award might be something that I qualify for. And in previous years, you kind of go onto the website and you see previous, people who have won it are like president of AMS or whatever it is, these really, really big roles. And so I was a little bit nervous knowing that I kind of came from a more subtle background in my leadership work. But I think that, the amazing, amazing people who nominated me really spoke to why I do the work I do and how it really comes from a place of passion, and it comes from a place of I know that I was meant to do this work at this specific school. And so, they were able to portray that through their nomination and also through obviously the interview process. I was able to portray my own values and my own qualities. And so in the end, learning that I got the Tricolor Award was such an amazing achievement. And I feel as though I represent people who may not have those huge leadership roles, like president of big clubs and student governments. And so, you know, it kind of just shows an opportunity for students who are doing something that's more close to home, like dancing, how they can still impact the community and still get recognized for the work that they do.
Thanks so much, Mina, Tara, Nikki, and Kyla for joining us today on CFRC's Campus Beat. And congratulations again upon winning this year's Tricolor Award.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Dinah. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Thanks again for having me. I really, really appreciate the time to sit down and chat with you today.
You too. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thanks so much. It was great meeting you.
What a wonderful conversation with this year's Tricolor Award winners. We hope you enjoyed our chats with them. Folks are invited to join in celebrating this year's Tricolor Awards recipients on April 5th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the University Club. You can register for the event and learn more about this year's winners by visiting queensu.ca/alumni. You can learn more about the Agnes Benedictson Tricolor Awards and their history by visiting the Office of the Rector website at queensu.ca/rector. Thank you for tuning into this special episode of Campus Beat. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to this podcast produced at CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, situated on the traditional territories of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples, and brought to you by the generous support of Smith Engineering.